I'm Rona Tarrant. Democrats will take control of the US House of Representatives today. Party leaders say they'll also vote to approve a number of changes to House rules as their first order of business. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a series of new rules that will make it easier to raise the nation's debt limit, make it harder to force out a sitting speaker, and strengthen ethics rules. Now lawmakers will be banned from sitting on corporate boards and will be required to take ethics training every year. A proposed new rule change could make it harder for news organizations and nonprofits to get public information from the Interior Department. The department may limit the number of Freedom of Information requests it processes every month. The agency also plans to make it tougher for those requests to be filled out quickly for breaking news stories. The proposed regulation has been criticized by transparency groups. Women who worked in Ireland's Magdalen laundries but were denied compensation under the state's Magdalen Restorative Justice Programme have won their long-running legal battle to have their application assessed. For much of the 1900s, women continued to be sent to the Catholic institutions for being pregnant outside marriage or acting outside moral norms, where they worked without pay. New legislation will ensure the payments to the women will be fast-tracked by the Irish state in an effort to make amends for the delay over compensation for working in the laundries. China says it has successfully landed a robotic spacecraft on the far side of the moon, the first ever such attempt and landing. Previous moon missions have landed on the Earth-facing side, but this is the first time any craft has landed on the unexplored and rugged far side. The spacecraft is said to be carrying instruments to analyse the region's geology, as well as to conduct biological experiments. The landing is being seen as a major milestone in space exploration. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.